I like fedoras, you know, hats. I first began wearing one when I often floated the Buffalo and Elk Rivers in the Ozarks. The wide brims kept the sun off my nose and ears and part of my neck. I still like them and have others for fall and winter now. I've always tried to stay active and healthy and watch my weight. When I was young and still in high school, I worked in a men's clothing store, and ever since, I've tried to be fashion conscious, too, and follow trends. Since I retired, it's gotten harder, and after I reached my 60s, it became less important to me what you think about me. With that said, I don't want to become the older man in the fedora with the plaid shorts, paisley shirts, white socks, and black shoes, with or without suspenders. You know, that guy. You've seen him in the grocery store or in the bank. A lot of times these guys have these little thin wisps of a mustache, neatly trimmed, friendly and outgoing, and always teasing the tellers. You know, those guys. Well, the other day, my wife and I took some mail to the post office, and while we were out and about, we decided to stop by Brahms for milk and maybe some ice cream. We like their milk, and especially their ice cream, for all the obvious reasons. We took the dog, Moxie, because she likes to ride with us. I grabbed my ball cap to wear, and off we dashed to the post office before they closed. My wife ran in and did the mail thing while I stayed in the car with the dog, with the motor running and the AC on. It was hot outside, after all, in the 90s. Later, at Brahms, it was my turn to go inside. As soon as I went in, I saw them. I couldn't help but notice them just inside the door, sitting at the first table and eating away. They were on my left and a few feet away and across from the shopping carts, which were on my right. There were six or seven of them, giggling teenage girls, who probably had just finished a ball game somewhere. I tried not to notice them. I grabbed my cart and I set out on my manly hunt to bag some milk and ice cream. Like I say, I tried not to notice them, but they were giggling, and I saw them out of the corner of my eye. I thought they were looking at me, or so I wanted to think. My mind was off to the races. I'm thinking, I must still have it. Yep. I must be turning the heads of the females, just like old times. I still got it. Well, la-ti-da. I grabbed the chocolate chip and some whole milk, turned the aisle corner, and headed for the cash register. While paying the clerk, I found myself directly across from the giggling girls. I kept my head down, playing it cool, you know, suave and sophisticated. I boldly grabbed my bag, and I headed out the door with my head held high. I even had a little smirk on my face. I could see my wife through the windshield in the car watching me cross the parking lot to the car. I'm wondering, how am I going to approach this stud event with my wife that just took place? Or if I should even bring it up? It might sound like I'm bragging, you know. I could see that even she had a little smile on her face, though I wondered what that was all about. I put the bag in the back with Moxie, closed the door. I opened the front door and started to get in when my wife sweetly said, "Honey, your fly's open." I told her what happened and asked, "I'm turning into one of those guys, aren't I?" "Yes, dear, you are." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.